Shelters for single homeless men and women have been full or nearly full across the state for months now, even during record warm periods. So shelter directors worried, how would they manage the surge of people that typically occur when it snows or in the dead of winter? Last week, the state and the city of Boston signed off on a collaborative winter plan. It promises a warm space, but no bed or shower, at a cost of $20 per person per night for about 250 people. Question is it going to be enough? WBUR's Martha Biebinger looks at what's going on with a visit to Boston's largest shelter, Pine Street Inn.
Get on the can. Follow the lady. Go up.
Case manager Naomi Ramos waves a line of bundled, burdened men toward a back door at Pine Street Inn and a van that waits in the driveway, ready to take these men to St. Francis House. It's a day program for the homeless that, as of last week, agreed to stay open at night, taking the overflow from Pine Street. It's 9 p.m. Pine Street's beds have been full since 5. There is still space to squeeze in another 10 to 15 latecomers onto thin blue padded mats in the shelter lobby, once tables and chairs are folded and rolled into a closet.
Everybody, go on the cafe, please, until we clean up the lobby.
Ramos and colleagues are sorting a crowd of men into two groups, those who've secured a place on the floor with small square green passes marked lobby, and those who'd want to go to St. Francis House, where there are no beds, but there is more space. Richard, who doesn't want to give his last name, is a 74-year-old former Boston public school teacher who walks with a cane.
I prefer to be right here in the lobby. If there's a fire with a cane and the smoke, no, I'm very nervous and panicky about that, so this is where I prefer to be.
This system of shuttling men about a mile from the main all-male Pine Street shelter to St. Francis House is part of a 3-month winter plan approved by the City of Boston and the Baker administration to cope with shelter overcrowding. Governor Baker's Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mary Lou Sutters, says demand for shelter space has been increasing since the late summer.
We don't know exactly why, but there seem to be two cohorts of the fastest growing groups of individuals. One is the 18 to 24-year-olds, and we do believe that some of that is absolutely tied to the opioid epidemic in the Commonwealth. And then there's a group of like 50 to 60-year-olds who seem to have had some connection to criminal justice, but we really need to understand that more.
The state, through Sutters and the City of Boston, are sharing the cost of the $1.1 million plan. About half of the new shelter capacity is in Boston. The rest is spread across the state in communities including Worcester, Haverhill, Lawrence, Quincy, and several towns in western Massachusetts to try to keep people in their communities and relieve the pressure on Boston shelters. Boston's housing chief, Sheila Dillon, says about 40% of the men and women in Boston shelters are from outside the city.
They're coming for medical resources, social services, help with drug and alcohol addictions, and housing. While we want to help everyone who arrives, Boston just doesn't have, you know, endless amounts of resource.
So that's the short-term fix. Looking ahead, Dillon says Boston expects to begin construction on more than 1,000 new affordable housing units this year. And she's hopeful the city's increased affordability requirement for new developments will add still more apartments for low-income residents.
Really, our eye is on housing people that have been in shelter for long periods of time and getting shelter to act more like emergency shelter, like it used to.
You have to be committed to ending homelessness. I mean, that's got to be the goal.
Sutter says the city and state are developing an unprecedented working relationship focused on solving homelessness. Shelter directors are encouraged, but still worried. At Pine Street Inn, Director Lyndia Downey says winter demand is up more than 20% in 2 years, and her guests are getting older and sicker.
We've left the people with the fewest resources and the least ability to deal with it. We've left them to their own devices on the streets and in some cases in shelter. And we've got it backwards, right? We should be giving those people more support, maximum support, and trying to get them stable.
Pine Street is stepping up efforts to keep people out of shelter by helping people pay for a professional license so they can get a job, buy a bus ticket so they can stay with family members, or even make deposits for an apartment. Anything to avoid the last-ditch option if the winter plan doesn't work, opening a state office building so people can at least sleep on a warm floor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.